Hi there! Welcome to another Sonic Safari podcast. My name is Jason. Across from me is Zane.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Zane.
Nice to be back. We took a little time off. That bi-monthly schedule was starting to wear us down.
I don't know, man. I kept trying to get in touch with you to do a podcast, and you just weren't returning my calls.
I'm a busy man. I got all caught up in Farmville. Didn't leave much time for a podcast. Did you get that cabbage I sent you?
I did not, because I don't play Farmville. So whatever cabbages you've been sending me have just been rotting out there in the ether.
That is not the spirit. Everybody is playing Farmville. It brings us together. I've been building my farm up. Started out as a little farm and started growing some basic plants, and now I've grown to almost ConAgra proportions. I've got trucks coming in, dropping cattle off. Little conveyor belts, bringing them through, spinning blades, wrapping them all in plastic. My farm is a fine-tuned cattle slaughtering machine.
I don't believe you.
I've been sending out genetically modified seeds to my friends. Then when their crops come in the next year, I own them.
That sounds like a really nice game.
Is Battleship a nice game? Is Rock'em Sock'em Robots a nice game? There are no winners in nice games.
All right. We're gonna get things started with the Pussycats.
Just send my cabbage back.
Keep it working till you do. people can cha-cha-cha. Not everybody can do the twist, but everybody can do the ska. It's the new dance you can't resist.
Ska, ska, ska. Jamaica ska.
But everybody can do the ska. It's the new dance you can't resist. Now bow your head and swing your arms. Shake your hips. Now do a dip.
Ska, ska, ska. Jamaica ska. Ska, ska, ska. Do the ska.
Not many people can cha-cha-cha. Not everybody can do the twist,
but everybody can do the ska.
It's the new dance you can't resist.
Ska, ska, ska. Jamaica ska. Ska, ska, ska. Jamaica ska.
That's always been one of their favorite songs.
I was hunting in the woods trying to shoot me a squirrel. Had one of my sights when up jumped a pretty girl. Accidentally pulled the trigger and the gun went blip. And here she come a-running like a double barrel flip. She turned me every way but loose.
Tennessee ska.
Talk about abuse.
If you want to get your kicks, come along and see the new Tennessee ska from Tennessee.
But she wasn't gonna make it for a minute. I bought me a guitar just the other day. Now all I do is sit around and play. I learned me a song, only took about an hour. Y'all like to hear me pick the wildwood flower?
No!
Okay, here we go. Think I'll try that again. That's better.
Play the ska.
Don't like the wildwood flower?
Tennessee ska.
Just gonna appreciate good music. I seen a fellow on the television just the other day. He's talking about a record he's gonna play. He said it's for you, teenagers, not mom and pa. So let's all do the Jamaica ska. They went to wiggling left and right. I ain't never seen such a wild sight. I wanted to ask them, cause it looked kinda dumb. Do you drink Jamaica ska or dance Jamaica rum?
Drink the ska.
Oops.
Dance the Tennessee ska.
I like it better the other way.
If you watch a lot of that on TV, request the Tennessee ska from Tennessee.
Y'all about to drive me crazy, now cut it out. Roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar is sweet and so's maple syrup. I just use that line as sort of a filler. You reckon I'll get sued by Roger Miller?
Yep.
That was Lloyd Daxton with Billy Strange. The song called The Tennessee Ska. Lloyd Daxton, who had a American Bandstand style show back in the 60s. And he was also the co-founder of Tiger Beat magazine. We also heard Annette doing Jamaica Ska, The Angels with Jamaica Joe, and The Pussycats with Come On and Ska. Did you get your ska on, Zane?
My ska is always on.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Facebook offered Punkville instead of just Farmville? You would try to swindle your friends into joining. They'd have this character and send them the punk rock.
You said swindle.
See? Works perfect. You try to swindle them into, playing along, and then you send them the punk rock equivalent of a cabbage, which would be like, I don't know, a bag of safety pins, some bleach to throw on their jeans, just whatever you get started with.
Yeah, a Sharpie.
Yes. Yes, awesome. Yeah, you try to work your way up then to a more legitimate scenester. Skateboard.
Sounds awesome.
We'll work on that. All right, this is Bobby Gentry with her Ode to Bugs.
Got a polywog in your water, tadpole in the moonshine vat, and granddaddy long leg climbing on the screen. You better watch, you're gonna squash him flat. Weevils in your cotton, and dirt and daub are busy building the nest. The red wasp's gonna swoop down and get your child, won't give you a minute's rest.
She's talking about
bugs. Everywhere you look, there's another kind of bug. It makes you wanna get a club and cloud 'em. Yes, everybody talks about the worrisome bug, but ain't nobody doing nothing about 'em. Shooing the flies away from the table, hiding under the quilt in bed. The chick is running wild in the blackberry bush, and yellow jacket swarming round your head. They're coming to get your watermelon, and black ants marching in a long line. They're lurking in the leaves of the strawberry patch and climbing up the tomato vine.
She's gonna tell you about
bugs. Everywhere you look, there's another kind of bug. But if you live in the Delta, you got them. Here's a surefire way to pass the time of day. Fold you up a newspaper and swat them. Hey, look, it's me with a DDT. Ain't they a mess? Them worms and pests.
Ain't you cool? I'd say, do you sofa and while most of my lovers can't touch and smile. So she says, come on over here. I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to kind of slip down her dress. So she said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said,
to tell you about Mr. Mosquito. Now when you're in the tropics, beware of that tiny insect called Mosquito. Is cousin to him. Take no chances with Brother Mosquito. He has a sting of death. When he sings a solo, no one likes to hear. But before he stings, he sings. And that sting is a sting of death. Yes, it's a sting of death. So beware. Beware of cousin of Mosquito. Whenever you hear cousin Mosquito, beware of cousin Mosquito and his solo. Take no chances. For cousin Mosquito saps all of your blood and send you to your grave before time. So take my advice. Avoid cousin Mosquito and his solo. Mosquito, 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 it's dangerous. Avoid cousin, Mosquito and his solo. Come.
this is Harry White, and you're listening to Sonic Safari. No, it's not that type of safari. My friend was going on safari once and says, I'm bringing my elephant gun. And I said, what's an elephant gun? He says, it's a gun that shoots elephants. And I said, man, that must be hard to load. And he goes, no, you don't put the... It's not that kind of safari anyway. You don't kill animals. They kill songs. And after they do, they take their teeth and they'll make a necklace out of them. Or they'll take the chorus and they'll make an umbrella stand out of it. Oh, bless your hearts. All your hearts.
Everybody! Hey, Jim! Hey, ladies and gentlemen! Heavers and tramps! Birds and mosquitoes! Bodegan ants! We've got to pray for Rosemary's baby! Rosemary called me to her bottom. Cup of pie, the little bitty baby! And as I walked in, I saw some baby feet going down the drain. And I knew Rosemary's baby had gone down the drain. Oh, we've got to pray for Rosemary's baby. Lord have mercy, please pray for Rosemary's baby. You never know what people will throw down the kitchen drain. The baby was coming down the drain on the 11th floor. And a lady had thrown some sour eggs down the train, hit the little bitty baby in the face. And on the 10th floor, the man threw some chitlins, hit the little baby in the nose. On the 8th floor, 92-year-old lady threw some snap juice, got all over little baby. Oh, everybody in the world, we've got to pray for Rosemary's baby. Yes, we simply must pray for Rosemary's baby. God have mercy, please pray for Rosemary's baby. Coming on down the train. And on the 7th floor, somebody threw some hot grease. And I heard the little bitty baby yell, oh! Yes, Lord, I did. And on the 6th floor, sister threw some Chinese food down the drain. And as the little baby was coming down the drain, some of the Chinese food hit the baby in the mouth. And the little bitty baby said, Mama Mong Cho, Mama Cho, Mama Hong Mong Cho. Lord have mercy, we must pray for Rosemary's little bitty baby. Such a sweet little baby. Coming on down the train. Hope pray for Rosemary's baby. And hope that somebody catches a little bitty baby before it hits the first floor. Somebody doesn't catch that little baby before it hits the first floor. The little bitty baby can hang it up, chill.
Please call back and said, Karen, please go home. place the call to the phone upstairs. Karen, please go home before he comes downstairs. Get out of the house, Karen. Karen, go home. Get out of the house, Karen. Karen, go home. Get out of the house, Karen. Karen, go home. Get out of the house, Karen. Take the baby and go
was half Japanese with Karen, and we all hope she got out the house. Before that, Rosemary's Baby by Chuck Stevens. It would be awesome if everybody picked their favorite scary movie and just wrote a song about it. I'm gonna write a song about Chud. Cannibalistic underground humanoid dwellers. Because it's hard to rhyme things with dwellers.
Peter Sellers.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Or I could do the more southern version.
Uri Geller.
All right. I'm writing those down. Oh, should I mention that Half Japanese were on a record label here in Stuart, Florida? And Jad Fair, one of the members of Half Japanese, is my Facebook friend. I stole him from MC Caustic, who's another one of my Facebook friends. And MC Caustic was partial owner of the label 50 Skadillion Watts Records that was here in Stuart, Florida, which had Half Japanese and various members of the Velvet Underground on them for a while in the 80s.
Mm. Oh, Tucker. Penn Jillette also involved with that label.
Yeah, Stuart is hipper than most people know. All right, we also had Cousin Mosquito, Part 1 by Melinda Jackson Parker, Spiders and Snakes by Rudy Rosa, and we started that out with Bobby Gentry's Ode to Bugs. Spiders and Snakes was originally written by Jim Stafford, who was married to Bobby Gentry.
I'm glad you're doing your homework for the show.
It's for the fans, because they need to know. I only hope that their marriage was consummated while singing bug songs to each other. I actually invited MC Caustic to come hang out in the shed with us and talk about them good old days of having a record label in Stuart, but he never responded. He might have even defriended me, I'm not sure. Facebook relationships can be very fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
So in Punkville, if you had a skateboard, then your Punkville friends could send you punk rock stickers to put on your board. Like the Moshing Circle Jerks guy, or the Black Flag logo.
Tezonde.
Tezonde, DRI guy. It all works.
Sounds awesome. All right, here's Patience and Prudence. With the money tree.
Maybe Night of the Lepus would make a good song. It's those big scary bunnies and William Shatner. What rhymes with Lepus?
Wait, William Shatner's not in that.
He is.
No, it's the DeForest Kelly.
Oh, that's right. It's the other Star Trek guy. I'm sorry, DeForest Kelly.
Pull up an easy chair and sit yourself down and lean back, while we tell you about the folks who live in the town of Greenback. They never had to work on hands and knees, 'cause they live in a place where money grows on trees. Oh, the money tree, it's a beautiful sight to see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me? There isn't a person in town who isn't a legal spender, and they never were found for lack of that legal tinder. They're all 14 years ahead on their income tax. And the whole town's driving next year's Cadillacs. Oh, the money tree, the money tree. It's a beautiful sight to see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me? Well, it grows fresh new bills that snap and crack. As fast as you pick them, it grows them back. Every day there's a bumper crop with a $1 million bill way up on top. Now there is just one way to visit the town of Greenback. Pull up an easy chair and sit yourself down and lean back. Then close your eyes and suddenly you will see that beautiful, lovely, wonderful money tree. Oh, the money tree, the money tree. It's a beautiful sight to see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me? Why couldn't it happen to you and me?
Now, I ain't never worked nowhere too long. Think about it, I've been poor all my life. And the only thing I say I own is a bunch of children and a wife. Now, this old house I live in, it ain't nothing but a shack. But somehow, I always manage to drive me a brand new Eldorado Cadillac. Back door step, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door is off. Land out there somewhere on the ground. The wind just now whipped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Lord, I sure hope it don't skin up that new Eldorado Cadillac. Front porch poles, they all done come loose from the bottom. And I ain't gonna try to fix them, no. Cause that floor just too darn rotten. In the wintertime, we sometimes have all that snow. The blows in through the crack. But if it gets too rough, we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Eldorado Cadillac. Ain't that a blessing? Now I know this old house I live in, it ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. Because the first of every month, I get a check from the same federal government. Ain't that a blessing? Now listen, in every Wednesday, I get commodities, sometime man, 4 and 5 sacks. And I pick them up down at the welfare office, driving this new Eldorado Cadillac. Ain't that a blessing? Now some people call me crazy. I've been even called a fool. But all my children get them free lunches and them free books down the school. Man, they give us peanut butter and cheese. And we get flour by the sacks. And of course, you know the welfare check. Meet the payment on this Eldorado Cadillac. Ain't that a blessing? Now the way I see it, all them other people the fool. Because they work hard and pay their taxes just to send my young'un through school. And the Salvation Army cuts the hair and give us the clothes to wear on our back. So we can dress up and get sharp and ride around and show off this new Eldorado Cadillac. Ain't that a blessing? Now things gonna get better. At least that's what I understand. They say this new president done put in a whole new poverty plan. They say he gonna get us poor folks money and he gonna get it out there in stacks. Fact about it, my old lady's already out shopping around for her new Eldorado Cadillac. Ain't that a blessing?
Hats off, America. Don't blow your cool. Keep your troops away from the strike at the Sunday school. No, dice, America. The banks will never fail.
The judge is on vacation. The jury's gone to town. Cop
America, you have lost the game. Got nobody but your own sweet self to blame. Lights out, America, don't blow your fuse. You can't get your pension if you did not pay your dues.
Oh, Miss America, fairest of all, your mirror's telling lies upon your wall.
A nickel costs a quarter, a penny costs a dime,
a bottle of Michigan water,
they call it cherry wine.
Hats off, America, got to spit, shine your shoes. Now you're gonna have to learn to sing the blues.
Hey, I want you to go out and I want you to get a hammer and I want you to hit me right in the face with it. You slob, you big, sticky, sweaty slob.
It seemed to me the whole wide world would soon be free. But communism is on the rise, and Satan has a new disguise. Be careful of the commie lies, swallow them and freedom dies. The USA must realize that she's the biggest prize. Why be surprised when they retreat? Their major weapon is deceit. When will we learn? Alas, alack, it's three steps forward, two steps back. Be careful of the commie lies, swallow them and freedom dies. The USA must realize that she's the biggest prize. To find them is an awesome task. They always wear a different mask. But knowledge rips the mask away, and free forevermore we'll stay. We'll expose the commie lies, and truth throughout the world will rise. With evil we'll not compromise. The truth shall keep us free. The truth shall keep us free.
Charlie, when we get in there, you ask me, hey, why'd the chicken cross the road? And then I'll say, oh, for some foul reason. Can't you hear me knocking, Abdul? Come on, let me in. Gonna take the town apart. Reckon I'll paint it red. You gonna laugh until you cry with that lampshade on your head. Knocking, Abdul? Come on, let me in. Hey, Charlie, when the party gets going real good, you say,
say to me, would anyone like to join me in a cup of tea? And I say, you think we'll both fit?
Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Now all you fellas keep alert. Chicks, you know they just might fall for me when they see me do my card tricks.
Can't you hear me knocking, Abdul? Come on, let me in. Hey, you know, when we get them all worked up, you ask me, hey, do you take a shower?
No, and I say, why, is there one missing?
I was gonna entertain you folks. Got a pocket full of brand new jokes. Can't you hear me knocking, Abdul? Come on, let me in. Come on now, let me in. Hey, Abdul.
I don't reckon they can hear us, Charlie. Why don't you just open up the door and go on in?
Ow!
You ever get the feeling you weren't wanted?
Where the banks are white with sand is the town of Juarez, Mexico. It's where I met the lady I call my border baby. I loved her and then I had to go. As I walked across the border, the more I thought about her, I wondered if she'll ever think of me. When I go back to court her, if she's waiting at the border, then I know my border baby loves me too. I long to hold and kiss her once again on the banks of the river Rio Grande. We'll build a hacienda on the sand, then I'll marry my baby from my borderland. I'm going back to Mexico and find the girl that I love so, the one that I call my border baby. It won't be long till there will be little wetbacks just like me. I'll be so happy with my border baby. Again on the banks of the river Rio Grande, we'll build a little mud hut on the sand, then I'll marry my baby from our borderland. I'm going back to Mexico and find the girl that I love so, the one that I call my border baby. It won't be long till there will be little wetbacks just like me. I'll be so happy with my border baby.
That's Benny Martin with Border Baby. Pretty nice little PC song, I think. About
current issues.
Current issues. Well, yes. Yeah. We also heard Larry Verne with Abdul's Party. That's gooder.
You would not keep that guy locked out of any party.
But I think there's a reason why he was not invited to the party.
If I had to speculate why they are not allowed in the party, it's probably because his name is not Abdul.
We also heard Janet Green doing Commie Lies. Hungry Chuck with Hats Off America, an oddly prescient song for whenever they did that, 72, I believe.
So a lot of these current issues that people are complaining about are actually rather dated.
They've been around. Been around for a while.
They're not breaking any new ground with their complaining.
No. We also heard Jerry McCain doing Welfare Cadillac Blues, and started that off with Patience and Prudence with The Money Tree.
Hey, you know, the Welfare Cadillac song? I've got some more Casey Kasem I'm going to throw at you here. Because I don't know, your set seemed to bring visions of President Nixon to my... I don't know why, but President Nixon invited Johnny Cash to the White House to perform and ask him if he would perform Welfare Cadillac and Okie from Muskogee. Johnny Cash didn't play that. First of all, what a boob thing to do is you invite Johnny Cash to the White House and then you ask him to play songs that are not his. It'd be like, hey, Lady Gaga, we'd like you to come to the White House, but could you sing some Madonna songs? Because we like those songs more than your songs. It's kind of offensive, isn't it?
I guess, but Johnny Cash sang a lot of other people's songs.
It seemed like Nixon had a very narrow view of country music and decided he only liked the novelty songs. Can you just play them funny anti-hippie, anti-welfare recipient songs? Those are the country songs that I like. Hey, in Punkville, they could send you 7-inch singles. Or maybe they could send you plywood boards so you could make your half pipe. Like your friend so-and-so just sent you some plywood, and you totally know that was for your half pipe.
Could the punks in Punkville sneak over to Farmville and steal vegetables?
Yes, totally. They could go shrooming. That would be awesome. I wonder if the people that put together Farmville, if they would be cool with that. Look, we totally have this counterculture game idea, and we know yours is really popular. Would you mind if players of our game could disrupt your game for a little while? It gets better and better.
It sure does.
And speaking of better and better, here's Merv Griffin.
So you're lighting up for the first time. You think it's cool. It's hip. You want to escape this world. Well, have a nice trip.
What? Have you ever watched a sunset as it fades beyond the trees? Have you listened to the west wind blowing in across the seas? Have you tried the smell of a summer rain when a storm comes to an end? Well, you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
My friend.
And now you need something stronger. Steady now. Don't let it slip. Well, before you cop out and fly away, I'd like to say, have a nice trip.
Have you heard the sound of children? Have you watched them while they play? Have you walked through a silent snowfall on a crisp December day? Have you listened to Debussy? It's a groove I recommend. 'Cause you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
My friend, have a nice trip.
Have you ever told somebody just exactly how you feel? Have you known the warmth of friendship? Do you know that life is real? You're just wasting time in searching for a dream that has no end. When you try to go much higher than that, my friend, no, you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
Getting stoned on sunshine, getting high on air,
getting to it naturally, really getting there.
Getting such a high on loving what I do.
I'm so full of happiness, hooked on something new. Life is such a trippy thing. Hello, birdies, hello, spring.
Each day on earth is a day that's worth remembering.
And I mean just what I sing. Life is such a groovy thing. Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
Is filled with flowers, my grass is bright and green.
My tea is brewing in my cup, and still I make the scene.
So just don't try to change me. I love the world I've found.
I've got to fly my own sweet way. Don't you shoot me down.
Life is such a trippy thing.
Hello, birdies, hello, spring.
Each day on earth is a day that's worth remembering.
And I mean just what I sing. Life is such a groovy thing. Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling. Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
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 You're silly.
Oh, heck.
Sonic Safari. Eating your life away, one song at a time. Thank you.
for some cool music about Hormel wieners.
They're not hot hot dogs from Hormel. They're not hot hot dogs.
Hormel all meat wieners. The not hot hot dogs. They're not too spicy for kids. Just a pinch of spice and a pound of good red meat.
Hormel all meat wieners taste just right. Not too spicy for grown-ups. Not too spicy for kids. Yeah. They're not hot hot dogs from Hormel. They're not hot hot dogs. They're from Hormel.
Sometimes
That was Werner Mueller teaching soulless Caucasians that they too can be sex machines. Before that, the Ray Block Singers with Everyday People. Klaus Wunderlich with Paloma Blanca and Fox on the Run. Life's a Trippy Thing, as sung by Frank Sinatra and his daughter Nancy. And we started that off with Have a Nice Trip by Merv Griffin. So in Punkville, eventually you could elevate yourself to sellout status, like with your band, or maybe you could just get a gig working for like a major record label. And then you would go to this next level of the game.
Right, that is the logical conclusion.
Yes. And so Selloutville, once you're there, it's its own thing. Now you could go back to Punkville and try to lure others, you know, sign other acts, get bands involved to come to Selloutville with you. But you have to work hard and have a lot of luck to get out of Punkville. Hey, maybe once you're in Selloutville, once you've established yourself in Selloutville, maybe the direction of the game changes a little. You then try to take your little punk rock act and get it on Broadway.
Ooh.
Game over.
It sounds great. I think you need to put all that together, type it up, pitch it to whoever makes these things.
But I have no computer software experience.
Well, you don't need that. Somebody else will do that. You're the idea man. You pay other people to, you know, make it happen. So that's the way business is done.
But I don't have any money either. I can't pay people to make it happen. I can just babble. I just babble. That's what I do.
Dude, that's the whole thing. You have the idea. You pitch the idea to people who have the money.
See, and you don't have the money either, and I'm babbling to you. That's where I go wrong. I don't babble to the right people.
All right. That's what I'm saying. You need to find, you need to get in touch with the, this is a pointless discussion.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back whenever.
If you want to get in touch with us, our email is sonicsafaripodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, if you're really lame, you can just communicate with us on Facebook, because we totally have a Sonic Safari Facebook page. I'll send you an invite to Farmville.
Oi.
Why do all the people point at us and stare at our motorcycle jackets and the crazy clothes we wear? Maybe it's our makeup or our green and purple hair. I'm sure they have their reasons, but frankly, we don't care. Well, it's true that we look ragged in a state of disrepair, but let us turn you on to a secret that we share. It's all a great big act that we put on for you squares. 'Cause while you're working 9 to 5, we'll be millionaires.
Punk, it's junk, it's bunk, it's bunk, it rocks, it socks, it mocks, it shocks, it's bold, it's cold, it's old, it's gold, it yells, it swells, it smells, it sells, it punk.
Try.